You are listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind.
Welcome, everyone. This is Jerry Chevalier with episode 5 in the series Using Windows from the Keyboard, hosted by the Canadian Council of the Blind Get Together with Technology program. Today is May 27, 2020. In today's episode, we're going to look at the basics of using the File Explorer app in Windows to manage our folders and files. We'll talk about some view settings and folder options that you should set up in File Explorer to make it easier to use from the keyboard. And we'll also look at basic navigation in File Explorer and how to select files both contiguously and non-contiguously. We'll look at a few simple activities in File Manager like copying, pasting, renaming files, creating a new subfolder, and deleting files. But before I do all that, I want to start with a little story. And I hope this story will give an analogy in real life of how we might store paper documents in a filing system that might make it easier for you to understand how we can use folders and files on our computer to manage our computer data storage. Once upon a time, there was a house where Katrina and Jerry lived. Katrina is my wife. And in that house, they had thousands of paper documents that they had to store away. So they had a significantly large wing of their home dedicated to file storage. And the door into that room had a label on it, and the label said C:. Now that's a very strange name. But there's a great brother up in the cloud called Microsoft who decides the names of these things that have to do with file storage. I'm going to put on my smock that says File Explorer on the front of it, and I'm going to put on a pair of gloves that are labeled Windows Clipboard, because you have to have the special smock and the special gloves to go into the file storage room, C:. That's what Microsoft says, so that's what you have to do. Let's go into the door. And inside this door, it's a large rotunda, and there are more doors. And they have strange names on some of these doors, like Program Files, and another one, Program Files X86. And there's even a door that says Windows on its label. Very strange. But we never go in any of these doors because we don't understand what's behind them. You have to be one of these geeky people from the Microsoft Brotherhood to go in those doors. But there is another door called Users that looks more inviting. So let's open the Users door and walk inside. And now we're in a smaller rotunda. And this one has a couple of doors that look very familiar. They say Jerry and Katrina on them. Now, Katrina is a door I never go in because Katrina has her own file storage and she has her own way of storing things and managing them. So must never go in Katrina's door. But we can go through Jerry's door and I invite you to follow me in. Now inside Jerry's room, we see lots of filing cabinets and every filing cabinet has a placard on it. One of them says documents. Another filing cabinet says pictures. Another one says music. Another one says downloads. And the downloads one is very strange because over the downloads cabinet is this metal chute that goes up the wall and outside the house. And if we go over to the window and look outside, we see the chute goes up into the sky and disappears into the clouds. Back in the room, seated in front of the downloads filing cabinet, are two little gnomes and they're fiercely arguing with each other. And they have uniforms on. One gnome is named Firefox and the other one is named Chrome. They're gibbering away in rapid speech that's hard to follow, but you do catch the odd word and it's basically, I'm the better browser. No, I'm the better browser, incessantly arguing with each other. And as they're doing that, we see fluttering down out of the chute is a piece of paper. The Firefox gnome, he sees it first and jumps up and grabs it. And he writes onto that piece of paper, bank statement, May 2020. And then he sits down and they start arguing again. And I go over and look at this piece of paper and I say, May 2020 bank statement, that's important. It should be filed away somewhere. Aren't you going to deal with it? And Chrome looks up at me, not my job, not my job. He points to the label on my smock. File Explorer's job. So I reach out and grab this piece of paper with my handy Windows 10 clipboard glove, and I march over to the filing cabinet that says Documents, because I believe that it should be filed away in my Documents file cabinet. Now, this file cabinet has quite a number of drawers on it, and one of the drawers is labeled Financials. So I pull open that drawer, and inside the drawer are a bunch of manila file folders and a couple of cardboard file boxes. One of the file boxes says Bank Statements. That looks like a promising place to put this piece of paper I'm holding in my clipboard glove. So I lift the lid off the Bank Statements file box, and inside are several more manila file folders. One of the file folders says 2017, another one 2018, another one 2019, and at the very front of the box is a manila folder that says 2020 on it. I pull this folder out and open it up, and I look at the pieces of paper. One says January 2020 bank statement, another one February, another one March. So I take my clipboard glove and I drop in the May 2020 bank statement, feeling very proud that I've filed it away in its proper folder. But I'm wondering, where is April 2020? Well, I notice there's a few loose papers on top of the documents filing cabinet. So I admonish myself. I say, very, very untidy. I hate having loose files floating around in my documents file cabinet. So sure enough, my clipboard glove grabs one of these and it says April 2020 bank statement. So I quickly drop it into the 2020 manila folder where it belongs. I put the folder back in the filing box. I put the lid on the bank statements file box. I close the financials folder drawer. And I look to all of you that have joined me and say, aren't you proud of my filing system? And one of you pipes up and says, way too complicated. You'll never find that bank statement you put in there. The path to it is very, very complicated. And I say, no, not at all. I can tell you the path to it. We go through the door that says C colon. And when we're in the C colon room, we look for another door that says users. We go through that door. When we're in the users room, we look for another door that says Jerry. We go through that door. And when we're in the Jerry room, we look for a filing cabinet named Documents. And when we're over by the documents file cabinet, and then you interrupt me and say, I'm lost already, too many words, too much to remember. So I said, well, how about if I abbreviate the path? Microsoft has this great abbreviation for the words, and when you're in this folder, look for another folder named this. Instead of saying all those words, you're supposed to just say the word backslash, according to the Microsoft Guide to Successful Living. So let's use backslash. And then my path to the bank statement for May 2020 becomes C colon backslash users backslash Jerry backslash documents backslash financials backslash bank statements backslash 2020 backslash May 2020 bank statement. You answer, that's much simpler. It's still a long path name, but at least it's logical. So I hope this little story helps you understand how we might construct files and folders on our computer to manage our own data. We can now go into the File Explorer app and look how we might use that app to do some of these activities. The first thing I want to do with File Explorer is some basic setup so that you have an optimized view within File Explorer that works best for people that use the keyboard. I want you to open the Documents folder. There are a number of ways to do that. You can use the document shortcut if you created one on your desktop. You might have put File Explorer on your taskbar, or you can just hit the Windows key and type Documents and hit Enter. When you type Documents, even before you finish typing it, you should get a Documents search result come up in the search results. With the Documents folder open, we can navigate around this folder using arrow keys. You may have just a vertical list of folders and files, which you navigate up and down, or you might have small or large icons arranged in a grid, in which case you're going to need to navigate with all four arrows in all four directions. The first thing we want to do is change that grid if that's what you're using, because as a keyboard user, it's much better to have a vertical list of your folders and files so that you just need to browse in an up and down direction. To do that, we're going to use the Applications key. Before you press the Applications key, make sure you don't have a folder or file selected. Normally, when you open a folder, the first file that is in the folder will be highlighted or selected. If that's the case, when you press the Applications key, the context menu that comes up will relate to that selected folder or file. We don't want that. We want the application's context to relate to the folder itself. So you have to make sure nothing is selected. We do that by using Control Space. And visually, you should see that whatever was selected will be unselected, so it will no longer be highlighted. If you're using a screen reader, it should tell you whether the item you're focused on is selected or unselected. If it is selected, Control Space should unselect it. Now I want you to press the Applications key, and a context menu should come up. The first item should be View, and the next one should be Sort By. If you get a context menu that starts with Open, that's related to the individual file or folder that you've selected. So you need to hit Escape to close this menu, unselect with Control Space, and then press Applications again. You should get a context menu that says View. Now we're going to change a couple of things using this menu. We're going to press Enter on View, and we're going to arrow down until we find an item that says Details, and we want to check that. If it's already checked, then you're good to go. You can just press Escape. But if you've got large icons or small icons checked, then you need to continue down arrow until you find Details and press Enter to select that view. This will change your two-dimensional grid of icons into a single vertical list. The word Details is used because beside each file name or folder name in this vertical list, you'll have details such as the type of file, the date it was last modified, the file size. And those are useful details to be able to access when you're arrowing up and down your folder and file list. You can read the details by using the say line or read line command in your screen reader, or you can also right arrow and your screen reader should announce the details that are to the right of each file name. Once you've got details selected, you've pressed enter to check that, and you should be back in the documents folder view. Again, make sure nothing is selected because we want to press Applications and bring up the folder context menu again. And we're going to arrow down to the Sort By submenu. In that Sort By submenu, I want you to make sure two items are checked. One is Name. There should be a check beside Name. And if you down arrow, it should be showing you the item Ascending, and you want to make sure Ascending is checked. What this means is we're sorting the folder list by file name in ascending order. So in other words, we're going to have an alphabetic list of our folder and file names. Now, when you press enter on these choices to check the box, it's going to take you out of the menu back to the folder view. So in order to check name and ascending, you're going to have to press Applications and come back into the Sort By and just arrow down, make sure those two items are checked. If you want to exit the menu without making any changes, maybe those items are already checked, you just press the Escape key. So everybody should now be in their Documents folder and have set the choices to have a view that's called Details, a list view that's called Details, vertical list, and we should be sorting that list in alphabetical ascending order. Since we've made these changes to the Documents folder, it would be nice if we could make them apply to all the other folders we have in our computer that are the same type of folder as Documents. And there's a way to do that as well. When you're in the Documents folder, instead of using the Applications key this time, we're going to go to the ribbon in File Explorer, specifically the View tab of the ribbon. And we reach that by pressing Alt-V, hold down Alt, and press V for View. And the View tab should open up with a list of items that you can choose. You can tab through the items, but the one we want is called Options. And you can reach it quickly after pressing Alt-V. Instead of tabbing through all the items, just press the shortcut letters Y, as in Yankee, and then O, as in Options. That should take you to the Options item on the View menu of the File Explorer ribbon. And I want you to press Enter to open the Folder Options dialog. The Folder Options dialog is a multi-page dialog. When it opens, you will be in the General page, and you will be asked to choose which default view you want when File Explorer opens, either Quick Access or This PC. You arrow up and down to make your selection. I want you to select This PC. This will be the default view whenever you open File Explorer. After selecting This PC, press Control Tab. This will move you from the General page to the View page. Tab through the View page until you get to an item called Advanced Settings, which is a tree view. There's many settings in this tree view, about 20 of them, but there's two in particular I want you to arrow down this tree view and make sure they're set as follows. There's one called Show Full Path in Title Bar. In my little story, we just talked about the path to a particular file. File Explorer lets you show that entire path in your title bar, and I find that very handy when I'm doing file management activities to be able to use my screen reader and read the title bar, and it'll confirm the exact path to the folder and file I'm looking at. So you can turn on this item by hitting the space bar. If it's already set to on, then you're good to go. Then I want you to go down a little further. There's another one that says hide extensions for known file types. That should be off. We don't like to hide file type extensions. The file type is the three letters that follows the file name. So it tells you whether your file is a PDF. If it's a Microsoft Word document, the file type will be DOCX. If it's maybe an audio file, it might be MP3. We don't want Windows to hide these. It's very good, in my opinion, to know the file type that you're focused on when you're using folders and files. So we want to make sure that hide extensions for known file types is set to off, and you can do that with the space bar. After you've set those two settings, tab around the dialog and you're going to come to a button that says Apply to Folders. All these changes we've made so far, setting the details view, the sort by, setting the full path to display and hiding known file types, all of those settings can be applied to all the folders that are the same type as documents. So I want you to press Enter on this Apply to Folders. A dialog is going to come up asking you to confirm, do you really want to apply these changes to all your folders of the same type? So you can select the Yes button and confirm that. And then finally, once you've done that, just tap to the OK button. Press spacebar on the OK and you will close the folder options dialog and return to your documents folder. We've now set your computer to be optimized for managing files using the keyboard. Now that we've got all these settings done, let's actually use File Explorer to do some useful things. Let's start with navigation. We've got this nice vertical list of folders and files, and there's details showing to the right of them, and we can arrow up and down this with the up-down arrows. And you'll also notice that Windows File Explorer always shows the folders alphabetically first, and after your last folder, then it starts alphabetically showing you the files that are in this documents folder. That's normal behavior. So at the top of your list, you'll get an alphabetic list of folders, and after the last folder name, you'll start the alphabetic list of your files that are in the documents folder. Now, I was preaching a little bit in my story that I don't like having files floating around in my documents folder. I like my documents folder to just have a list of subfolders. So when I've got a file, I always think there's a folder I should have that it belongs in, and it doesn't belong in the documents folder. That's just kind of being lazy and it means I didn't get around to filing that document. Now, that's just a preference on my part. I've run into people that have hundreds of files in their documents folder, but I don't think it's very good strategy because it makes it very difficult to find things if you don't set up subfolders. So back to navigation. In addition to the arrow keys, you can use first letter navigation. If you're looking for a folder that starts with Z, we probably all have a Zoom folder in our documents folder because Zoom puts it there when you install the program. If you just press the letter Z, you should zoom down to the Zoom folder and be focused on it. Now, if you press a letter of a folder or file that doesn't exist, then Windows will give you a little ding or some kind of audio notice that there is no matching folder or file name that begins with that letter. If you've got several folders or files that start with the same letter, let's say the letter S, you can just keep pressing S until you arrive at the one that you want. If you're pretty good at touch typing, you can even type two or three letters rapidly and File Explorer will jump to the first folder or file that has those two starting letters or starts with those three letters. It can do that if you type them fast enough. If you type ST, but you pause in between, it'll jump to the first one that starts with S, and then it'll jump to the first one that starts with T. But if you type ST quickly, it'll jump to the first one that starts with ST. Now I'm going to talk about selecting folders or files. So as you arrow up and down, wherever you stop, File Explorer will automatically highlight, that is, it'll select that item that you're stopped at. If you want to select multiple items contiguously next to each other, then when you're arrowing up and down, you'd use the Shift key in combination with the arrow key. So if you've currently got a folder or file selected, you press the Shift key and then press the down arrow. That file that you were focused on will remain selected, but the one underneath it will also be selected. And if you continue to hold Shift and press down arrow again, now you'll have three files in a row selected, the first, second, and third one. If you continue to press Shift and then press up arrow, then the third one will be unselected and you'll be back to having those two files selected. This is called contiguous file selection because the files are next to each other. Once they're selected, we can do anything we want. If we press delete now, those two files will be deleted. If we press Control C, they will be copied to the clipboard. But what about non-contiguous file selection? Let's say you don't want the first, second, and third file selected. You actually want the first, third, and fifth selected. So you would position at your first file. And now instead of holding down Shift, we're going to hold down Control key and press down arrow. That'll take us to the second file, but we don't want to select that one. So we continue to hold Control and we move down to the third file. This one we do want to select. So while we're holding down Control, we're going to hit Spacebar and that will toggle that file to be selected. I say toggle because if you change your mind, you can hit Control Space again and it will unselect. So with the third one selected, we now want to move down to the fifth one. So we continue to hold the Control key, we press down arrow, we're now at the fourth file, we don't want this one. Continue to hold Control, press down arrow, now we're at the fifth one, we press spacebar and it's selected. Now, if we release the Control key, we have files 1, 3, and 5 selected. At this point, we can do whatever we want with those files. We can copy and paste them somewhere else, we can delete them and so on. But if you press the arrow key now, you're going to unselect all three files. So after you release the Control key, when 1, 3, and 5 are selected, be sure you don't press an arrow key because you're going to unselect them. So remember when we were selecting text in the earlier episode, we said that when you have selected text, you can always unselect it by using a navigation key, like left or right arrow or home and end. So it's the same thing in a folder view with File Explorer. If you've got multiple files selected, you can always unselect them just by using a navigation key. So up and down arrow or even home and end. We talked about a hierarchy of folders and subfolders. So let's create a subfolder, a new subfolder within our documents folder. So I want you to unselect whatever you've selected. So control space or arrow key. Well, actually, no, arrow key won't work because it will unselect whatever you selected, but then it'll leave selected the last thing that you arrowed to. So remember, control space to unselect. We need to have nothing selected in order to create a new subfolder, because we're going to use the applications key to bring up a context menu for the documents folder. So with nothing selected, press your applications key. And if you arrow down this context menu, you will find an item called new, which is a submenu. Now again, if your context menu starts out with open, that means you've got a file selected and you're bringing up the context menu items that are relevant to the file. So you need to unselect the file and then press applications. And you should come up with that menu that has view as the top item. And then arrow down until you get to new. And that is a submenu, so you can press right arrow to open the new submenu or enter. And the first item on there is folder. So we want to create a new subfolder, so press enter on folder. Then File Explorer is going to bring you into a dialog and an edit box where it wants you to type the name of the new folder that you want to create. It's going to have a text filled in there for you that just says new folder, but that's not a very helpful name. And that text will be selected automatically. And we're just going to replace it and type in the word test, T-E-S-T. We're just going to call our subfolder test. And if you remember from the text selection episode we did, when you have highlighted text, you can replace it simply by typing. So after you pressed enter on new folder, you should have opened a dialog and the word new folder should be filled in for you, but you just want to type test instead and press enter. That folder should now be created. So if you arrow up and down your documents folder, you should now have a new subfolder called test. You can press the letter T and you should jump directly to it. So now I want you to find something to copy and paste, at least two or three items. Arrow up and down and find a file or a couple of files or a couple of folders and select them either contiguously with shift down arrow, or you can select non-contiguously with the control key and your up down arrows, pressing spacebar every time you want to select one. When you've got two or three items selected, press the control C key, which will copy those items to the Windows clipboard. It won't remove them from your documents folder, it'll just copy them to the Windows clipboard. After control C, I want you to go back to your test subfolder that we just created, press enter to open it. It should be empty because it's a brand new subfolder. Press control V like Victor to paste those other folders that you just selected and copied to the clipboard. You can now paste them into this test subfolder. Once that's done, you can arrow up and down and convince yourself that they're now present in the new test subfolder. When you're satisfied that you've successfully pasted them, then you can go back to your documents folder with the holding down the Alt key and pressing up arrow. So Alt up arrow will always return from the current folder to its parent. So in this case, the documents folder is the parent of our new test subfolder. So we can exit the test subfolder and return to the parent with Alt up arrow. Now let's rename the test subfolder. This is another file management activity. When you get to the test subfolder, press the letter T or arrow up and down until you're focused on it. You can now press the applications key. This time we do want the context menu related to the folder that's in focus. And if you arrow down this menu, you will find a rename option. Now, if you're a person that likes to remember shortcuts, you can avoid the applications menu and just press F2, which is a File Explorer shortcut key that brings up the rename dialog. So either use the applications key, find the rename item, press enter, or instead of using the applications menu, just hit the F2 when you're focused on the test folder and you should get the rename dialog. Now here again, the rename dialog is going to be filled in already with the word test, and that's highlighted. And I want you to change the name to test 2. So you can simply type TES2 and then the number 2. Or if you don't want to retype all the letters, you can press the end key. That will deselect the word test so it's no longer highlighted. And then type a 2 at the end and press enter. And now convince yourself that that folder test in your documents folder has been renamed to test 2. Okay, well, now that we've created test 2, we've put some files in there, we've renamed it, let's get rid of it. So again, focus on test 2. And now you can either press applications key, bring up the context menu for test 2, and you will find a delete item in that menu, press enter, or just hit the delete key and you don't have to use the applications menu because the delete key will do the same thing. You will get a confirmation asking you if you really want to delete this, and then you can activate the yes button and that test 2 folder and all of its contents will be gone. Now, if you're not getting the delete confirmation, if you hit delete and it just disappears, you may want to add the delete confirmation, and that's a property of the recycle bin. If you hold down shift and hit delete when that test 2 folder is selected, then it'll just be gone. You'll still get the prompt, you really want to do it, but this time when it's deleted, it won't be stored in the recycle bin. So it's gone forever. Normally when you press delete and delete something, it goes into the recycle bin. So you have a chance to get it back if you made a mistake. But if you do shift delete, it does not go to the recycle bin, it's gone forever. So that covers the topics for today on using File Explorer to manage folders on your computer. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind. There are many ways to get in touch with us. You can call us toll-free at 1-877-304-0968. You can follow our GTT blog at gttprogram.blog. If you'd like to subscribe to our email support list, you can send a blank email to gttsupport+subscribe@groups.io. And you can follow the Canadian Council of the Blind on the web at ccbnational.org.